being with y'all last weekend, but it sounded to me like you didn't need me here. Sounded like y'all had a good time, and I'm thankful for that, that the Lord came in so good and covered everything. We had good services in Dallas. We were with Brother Kennedy from both Friday and Sunday, and the Lord blessed there in a mighty way. Great moves of the Spirit there. New people getting new touches. One young man had never been to church in his life. Somebody had invited him, and he just up front bawling and crying, and God touched him. He could have easily got the Holy Ghost, but he didn't know what to do with that, anything. He just looking around crying. He just looked around just bawling, you know. Just like, what are we supposed to do with this, you know? And it just blessed us all to watch him, you know. He just enjoying himself. And so he's coming back this next Sunday to get baptized. Got saved. And so anyway, but it's good to be home. I always enjoy being home. Looking forward to the convention center meeting. Starts Friday. Starts Saturday. Yes, it starts Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. You got to go Friday to get there in time to be in service for Saturday morning. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Labor Day meeting. So, who all's, I know Caleb's, he's already headed that way. Of course, he's got ulterior motives, but that's all right. I don't mind him being gone some because he's winning a new saint to Little Rock in just not too long in the future. So I'm working with him on that. But he is going to be in the meeting. Is anyone else planning on going to that meeting? I'll tell you, if you've never been to the convention center meeting, you need to go. It's one of our general meetings, and it's a good meeting. God always blesses that meeting. And so I'm looking forward to going, seeing what the Lord has for us. We had, remember me telling you about the young man from Brother Sylvester from Puerto Plata that we visited on our last trip to the Dominican Republic. Well, he's in New Jersey, and he came over to America. He had already scheduled some preaching activities, but he had, you know, some free time, and I seriously considered bringing him to the convention center meeting, but he's so brand new, and also I didn't know what to do with him after I got him there. I knew Brother Memo and some of the Mexico pastors are going to be there, and I knew they could help me with him while he was there, but after the meeting was over, I didn't know what to do with him because he can't speak very little English. So I just finally decided to not bring him because I think it'd be better to bring him to a meeting when Brother Green is coming over here, and Brother Green can kind of help usher him through, you know. And so that's what we finally decided to do. The only other report I've got for you is Brother Calderon is, I tried to get Brother Green to, he went over to Comahone today, or told me he was, and I told him to get me pictures, Facebook pictures to me, of the building in Comahone that they're working on it. They've already got started on the new columns. We had four cinder block walls up, and they were going to go ahead and put up see, 2, 4, 6, 8 columns to hold the roof. It'll be a concrete roof so that they could go up a two-story if they needed to. And also, that's about the only kind of roof over there that can withstand the hurricane. So I don't know how far along he's got, but he told me Brother Calderon called him, wanted him to go over there and look at the progress. And so I told him, I said, I know that means he's going to want some more money pretty quick. But we, of our pledges that we took, y'all probably didn't mention that, did you, Sunday? Didn't have time. That's all right. We got enough in on the offering that last Sunday, and with what I had to pay for the roof. So I gave him $1,500 this past week, I think Monday, or maybe, yeah. Or maybe it's last, I don't know, I've lost time, but whenever it was, I had Brother Green give him a check for $1,500, and I'm sure he's ready for the other $1,500. So, and we've got that much in the bank because we had enough come in. And so, on the pledges. So I want to thank you all for that. And I know Brother Calderon's excited. And I'm excited for him because we'll have a new church going up before too long in Coma Home, which is there. Sister June? If you get one of the offering envelopes from one of the ushers, just write Dominican Pledge on there, and when it comes in, Sister Joyce will see that tag on it, and she'll put it in the right hole, put it in the right box. All right. We actually received $5,550. We thought we got 45, but we miscounted. Isn't that right, Sister Joyce? Didn't we actually receive 55.50 in pledges? So we thought it was 45.50. So we don't need too much more to, I hope, to finish. You know, when the pledges come in, we'll be able to do the floor and the windows and the doors, and hopefully we'll finish it up. Huh? Well, I don't know about that. You know, we're just going to take this day at a time. Let's get the building up first. Sister Inez, she's staying with us through the whole deal. So she told Brother McGowan he should, you know, she matched his offering. She told him he messed up. He should have gave more. Maybe he's the one that said that to her. I can't remember just how that went. But anyway, I was trying to stay with him, so I'm kind of glad he didn't, you know, go overboard. Anyway, let's just have church tonight. See what God will do. I'm really thrilled about Brother Noah getting the Holy Ghost, they said, the other night at home. Praise God. That made me want to shout. And so, Sister Lauren Joseph. They're expecting it. You know, it's a gift from God. It's a free gift. God wants you to have it. You just have to get in the condition to receive it. And you have to believe that God wants you to have it. Peter said, they asked him on the day of Pentecost when they heard him speaking in tongues. I think there was like 13 different dialects or languages that was mentioned there in the book of Acts. In fact, I'll just read that right now while the songs or leaders in the band is trying to figure out what they're going to do. I'll read that to you in the second chapter of Acts where they had that that was one of the feasts that it was required of the Jews that they came in to Jerusalem. They were scattered all over Asia and Egypt, Africa, and different places that they were scattered. But they came into Jerusalem for the feast, the three required feasts for them to come in for the Passover and Pentecost and for the Feast of Tabernacles later in the year. But in the spring of the year, they came in for, excuse me, I picked up a little cold the last 2-3 days. I don't know where it came from. Anyway, they came in, so they were there, in the second chapter and the fourth verse. This is the 120. There's about 120 in the upper room waiting for the promise of the Father. Jesus told them, don't come down out of that room till you get it, get the promise. And while they were there, there was a sound like a rushing mighty wind, and tongues as of fire appeared to them, and they all began to be filled with the Holy Ghost. It says in verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Must have been some kind of real manifestation, you know, that it people begin to hear them. Of course, you know, I mean, I've been in some wonderful Holy Ghost meetings, but can you imagine, you know, 120 just, you know, all of them getting the Holy Ghost and all of them speaking in tongues, and people begin to hear them speak in their own language. Well, when they moved to these other areas, they learned the language. In fact, many of them were born and raised in those areas, and that was their language. Anyway, it said, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how we hear every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. They were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking, saying, these men are full of new wine. Of course, Peter stood up, you know, and when he came to himself, no doubt, and realized here's a big crowd. Of course, there ain't nothing that'll get a preacher inspired more than a big crowd. Well, especially when the Spirit of God's on him. And so, you know, they wanted him to, thank you. I mean, he wanted to, you know, once he began to see, and he realized, no doubt, that they were in awe and amazement as what's going on here. So he stood up and told them, men and brethren, these men are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's but the ninth hour of the day. It was early. And or was that the third hour of the day? Third hour, which was about 9 a.m. And so he began to preach a message. And finally, it touched them in such a way that they said, what must we do to be saved? You know, somehow the Spirit of God was there so strong that it said they, when they heard Peter's words concerning Jesus, that they were pricked in their heart. And so they they begin to ask, what must we do? Well, if you notice, they heard these people speaking in their own language. That's part of the gifts of the Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is the evidence, is speaking in tongues, and most of the time it's unknown tongues. But there is one of the gifts of the Spirit is other tongues, to be able to speak in a language that you don't understand or you can't speak in, but someone else present could hear it, and they would understand you. I have witnessed that more than one time, and of course, when Sister Smith and I went to the Dominican Republic, I guess that's the first time that she did that. When she prayed for different ones over there, they knew she couldn't speak Spanish. And when she prayed in fluent Spanish. And it was a sign not only to her, but to them. They knew that God was doing, and God would talk to the people that she'd pray for, you know. Well, these people heard, they received the Holy Ghost and operated in one of the gifts of the Spirit, other tongues. That's why it said it appeared unto them cloven tongues. You know, cloven tongues is like a cow's hoof. It's got two parts. It's split. And cloven tongues was the unknown tongue, and the known tongues are other tongues that was in operation of the Spirit there that day. No doubt God did that. They knew these people couldn't speak in their language, but yet they were hearing them magnify God in all these different languages. And they could hear them doing that in their language. As one of the, in the Dominican Republic, one of the churches we went to in Villa Maya, the first trip that we were over there, they set Sister Smith on the platform with me. And they have women pastors over there. And so they didn't know what to do with her. And so they put her up on the platform, and she said, why am I up here? And I said, I don't know. We're in Rome. Let's just do as the Romans do. And so, but they pray before church. They'll come in and kneel down and pray. And so they were all praying. So we got down on our knees and knelt before our chairs, and she was praying, and a man came in and sat down next to her, or prayed next to her. And he later, when I told about her praying in tongues in Spanish in La Romana, he said, your wife can't speak Spanish? And I said, no, she can't speak Spanish. And he said, brother, he said, when I knelt down to your wife, next to your wife tonight to pray, he said, I thought to myself, who is this little white woman praying in the most beautiful, fluent Spanish that I ever heard? And so he told the congregation. Well, they got excited about that. And we, of course, the Spirit came in. We had a time. But I've seen that in operation even before. You don't need tongues and interpretation if you've got prophecy or other tongues, if it's just for the person that it's talking to, you know, who God wants to talk to. He can, that's a manifestation. I remember one time before I found the body in San Antonio, Texas, in the church that I was in for 10 years, I remember a lady from India visited one night, and we had a message in tongues, and it was in Indian, and it was to her. And God really touched that woman that night. I never will forget that. And because she told the woman that was with her that she couldn't speak English. She told the woman that was with her, she said, that message is for me. That was in my language. God's talking to me. And so the Lord is a marvelous Savior. Do you know that? He's got many ways and many manifestations. Anyway, they asked Peter after he had preached a message about Jesus of Nazareth, who God sent to this world and died and went back to heaven and sent this gift as a manifestation of his life for them to be born again. That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's the life of God, and it's God's nature that you're born of when you receive it. And you are an individual. You're not just saved by grace. You're not just forgiven for past sins or counted one of God's children because of your faith and because of the Spirit of God that's working in your life. But once you come through to speaking in tongues, you're born of God's nature and His Spirit, and you're an individual soul, born again soul in the kingdom of heaven. And so that's why Jesus came, that we could be born again. You can't be saved without being born again. You must be, Jesus said, you must be born again. Because you can't change this Adamic nature. It's a sinful nature. But the Holy Ghost nature is a sinless nature. Think about that. You're born of a nature that's sinless. The only thing you'll have to do is yield over to God. It'll take a journey in God, walking in the Lord and serving Him and letting Him work in your life for Him to transform your mind and get your mind conformed to this Holy Ghost sinless nature. And then you've got to develop in that nature to a place of maturity, and there's where your mind's involved. God's got to transform your mind. Your mind has to be renewed. And it takes the Word of God and the Spirit of God to do that. But you can finally grow up in this new man, this new birth, until the old Adamic nature is dormant. It won't work anymore. Finally, it just dies out. There's no place for it. It don't have a vehicle. You know, if your mind is the vehicle of the Holy Ghost. I like to use it that way, that the Holy Ghost, when it has a spiritual mind and your mind develops. Dylan, is that you back there? There's Brother Dylan back there. Praise God. It's good to have you. Anyway, Brother Dylan, we're trying to get your mind transformed in the Spirit of God, and finally your mind lines up with this Holy Ghost nature and develops. God causes you to mature and develop, and if there's no more carnality that the old nature can work through, then that nature dies out. And if you're spiritual, your mind spiritual, to think that God could transform a life, that Jesus, I mentioned that, this free gift of God that took 4,000 years of man's sin. Jesus came to this world and He was the first partaker of the fruit. He was the first fruits. And He overcame sin. At that time, He was the only man that got in the ring with death and came out a winner. Hallelujah. Came out a victor. He was the only man that ever did that up until the time He accomplished that. Went back to heaven and sent back the free gift of the Holy Ghost. And that gift caused these 120 and a man named Stephen was among them. And in 3.5 years, that gift turned around the corruption of 4,000 years. And in 3.5 years, made a sinless overcomer out of that man. And others began to fall in and make the bride behind him. In a 40-year period there, 45 years, God transformed lives and made up thousands of people, made the bride of Christ, overcame sin, highballed the graveyard, went into heaven's abode. Hallelujah. All because of the free gift of the wonderful baptism of the Holy Ghost, God's great grace that Jesus came to give us to reconcile us to God. So, Brother Noah, you got something. It's bigger than you think it is. It's greater than what you thought you was getting. It's not just an experience. You see that little baby back there, Sister Chelsea's got up there? This is greater than that. That's a natural birth. It's a beautiful, wonderful life that's come into this world. But this born again, you can't see this life, but it's within. You're born of God, His nature. You're not just born mortal, but there's an immortality housed inside of you that if you can yield it over to God and keep serving God and let Him work in your life, it'll cause you to finally put on immortality complete. Finally, you'll get a new body. This body can't handle it in its fullness. And so finally, God will give you a new body once you finish the maturity and overcoming the sin nature. And we're getting close. We're down in the end of the Gentile world. And Brother Noah, you and Sister Lauren and Joseph, y'all may live to see the restored church and see overcomers and to overcome right along with them. My God, what a hope. What a promise that this free gift is in its fullness is just right out here ahead in God's restorative process. And that you and I are partakers of it, and it's working in us, and it doesn't matter if those of us, if we don't live long enough, you're still going to see it if you'll just serve Him. Yeah, there's a resurrection of the dead going to take place that, you know, that's why I said if I die before all this happens, y'all hang a sign on my casket. Say He'll be back. God's not finished with Him yet. And what a wonderful plan of salvation that God doesn't forget anyone. He won't forget. And we're living in a wonderful time, and this is a wonderful operation of God in this body that God's gave us, the knowledge that He's gave us. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost is a wonderful thing. Just keep, you know, and then once you get it, keep it alive. That's why we keep having these moves of the Spirit, and we keep moving out, and because you need to keep that working in your life. You need to keep it, the operation of the Holy Ghost. Keep yielding over. Let it keep you tender. Because when you receive it, you'll be tender. You'll get down before God. You'll feel the wonderful love of God and the saving power of God envelop your being. And so, and we you want to keep that alive so it can keep working in your soul. So, just good to be here tonight. And let's see what God has for us. Amen. Thank you.
yes, this is that something that came down from heaven, and oh, how it thrills my soul. You cannot buy it with this world's money. It is more precious than the finest of gold. And now that I have it, I cannot doubt it, and oh, how it thrills.
like it just lasted and lasted. It seemed like at least 40 minutes, but I was going to get up and say a few words Sunday night. We had three visitors come in. I didn't want to say anything to offend them, so I decided that I wouldn't say anything, but I was thinking about that chorus the other day. I don't know if we still sing it, but it was let me think just a minute. One where it says, it's skipping my mind. It's the one where it says, it's skipping my mind right now. But anyway, I was singing that chorus, and I was thinking about that chorus, and what is that song? Let's see. Just going to come to me right now. But anyway, the Bible says, let brotherly love continue. And I don't know how much brotherly love there is out here in these other churches, but I feel like we have plenty of brotherly love here. And about 2.5 weeks ago, I attended a family reunion, and people I hadn't seen since my mother's funeral 6.5 years ago, and people that I hadn't seen in 50 years. It was there's a certain amount of love among family, but still it's not the brotherly love. Philadelphia, the name Philadelphia means city of brotherly love, but if you went to Philadelphia, I don't know if you'd find much brotherly love there, but Philadelphia is a compound of the word philio, which is one of the Greek words for love, and the word adelphos, which is the Greek word for brother. So like I say, I was with my relatives, and someday my health will play out, but as long as I've got it, I'm going to enjoy it and be thankful for it, because I'll be 72 Saturday, and I've been blessed. At the reunion, I had a cousin that I'm 13 days older than him, and 7 years ago, he had 5 bypasses. Now he's having trouble again. They try to put a stent in, but his condition is so bad, he can hardly walk from the house to the car. So, especially you see somebody your own age that's in that kind of condition, it makes you especially thankful. And my sister's first husband's brother-in-law is about 70 or 71, and he was diagnosed with cancer earlier this year. And they say he may make it till Thanksgiving, but it just started out and it spread all over him, and he's in the Catholic Church, and losing his health, and here I am in the body of Christ with my health. So it makes me thankful and appreciative of a healthy body. You can serve God in a sick body, but it feels better to have a healthy body. But you can't believe everything you read, but I was reading that scholars say that the first chapter of Colossians, verses 15 through 19, was a hymn that was sung in the early Testament church, and I don't know if that's true or not, but the scholars also say that 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verses 11 through 13, were a hymn that were sung in the early church. Again, I don't know if that's true, and where it says, if we be dead with him, we shall live with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we suffer with him, we will also reign with him. And if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. So, that early church back then, they were experiencing a lot of persecution. So whether that was scholars think that was a song they sang to keep their spirits up because they were facing persecution, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I love to read. Being by myself, books make good company, and I love to learn something every day. And Jesus was our uh, to those who believed, he gave them power to become the sons of God. So power means authority. So we were given authority. You know, President Obama has authority. He can order airstrikes in Iraq. But Jesus gave us authority to become sons of God. And Jesus is our commander-in-chief. The president's not our commander-in-chief. It's the it's Jesus, our commander-in-chief, and we're soldiers in his army. So with God, all things are possible. And so I was found out today that Audrey Hepburn, the actress, one time she turned that word impossible into I'm possible. So with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible for you. With God, all things are possible for me. So with God, it can be from impossible to I'm possible.
Prayer last week from my friend who was in that terrible accident. He died today. He never regained consciousness. Honestly, you never know how long God gives you to hear. He was 65 or somewhere around there. He's in his 60s. And he had diabetes and a bad heart, but he was still going. God has a plan for us, and we don't know when the plan is. We don't know when the end of the plan is. His family's taking it pretty hard. He has two children. They're middle age. I'll say 30, and you know, maybe call that middle age. But anyway, really pray for the Sheely family because they don't know what to do. Number one, he didn't think it necessary to have insurance. And he had worked for a company and had some kind of health insurance, but nothing to take care of this that their family is facing. And so they're working with that tonight. And it makes you appreciate God when you know that no matter what happens. I was sitting here thinking the first time I ever spoke in a tongue, it was at my son's funeral years ago. And out of my mouth came a word that I had never heard before. I've never heard it since then either. And I remember someone on this side poking me so I would quit. But that's been a long time ago. Brian would have been well, he was born in 78, and that's when he died. I mean, he was born in 58, and he died in 78. So you really never know. Enjoy life, because you never know when the end of it is going to come. But anyway, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. One of the things that is my happy memory, and there are many others, but I was sitting this summer up there in Springdale, and I had gotten so discouraged, I had quit looking for a church. Dester had gone to 17 churches, and I said, I'm done. So on Sunday, I would get up, and I'd put on my, not my house coat, but on regular clothes, you know, and I would sit down in front of the TV, and I would turn on a tape. And one Sunday, I don't know, you all must have had a terrific Sunday, because the Holy Spirit got a hold of me and I was speaking in tongues. Nobody there but myself, but I was singing, I was speaking in tongues, and it went on for, I don't know, I guess about 6 hours, because just that perfect peace that God can give you, that He can comfort you with. You have to appreciate who God is, and I do, and I'm glad that I know the Lord.
thankful to be here.
Appreciate being here tonight. You don't realize until you're not here how it feels to not be here. You know, I wasn't hanging out just because I wanted to be away from church. My daughter was trying to tell me that it was time to come along. So we appreciate all your prayers. We felt them. We needed them during a little bit of it. But we're thankful for that we're actually able to be back in church again, and to feel this wonderful spirit, and to be able to hear words like we did from Brother Smith. Anytime I hear about the Holy Ghost, it just, it is the earnest of our inheritance. It's such a wonderful opportunity to be a part of a church where we are taught about that precious, wonderful gift, about the life that it gives to us. And not that it's just an added blessing that, hey, you might get this, but that it is the beginning. It is the birth that Christ was talking about when he was saying in Nicodemus, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You know, I appreciate having that understanding, knowing that that was the beginning when I received the Holy Ghost many, many years ago. Appreciate men being led of God. Brother McGown got up one Sunday, and I was a little young boy, so I can't tell you a single thing you said, okay? But I do know that you had an altar call, and whatever you said touched my heart that night enough for me to go up and say, you know what? I've heard about it. I've tried for it. But, Lord, I want that Holy Ghost tonight. I want to feel that wonderful Spirit down inside me, Lord. I want what they have. And thank the Lord, I came away there speaking in an unknown tongue. I'll never forget that night. It means so much to me. It's a landmark in my life, and I was thinking about that as far as being that landmark. You know, I recently, and I know the church recently, Brother Painter showed that the movie God's Not Dead, and I'd seen it, and it's a good movie, got a good point to it, and I was thinking about it. You know, agnostics and atheists, they're too late for me, because I got something on them. You know, you can, and I thought that movie did a great job of the different points that the young man brought out. But bless the Lord, I have felt the wonderful Holy Ghost down in my soul, and you cannot take that from me. I have been touched by the Creator of the universe. His Spirit indwells in me tonight. It indwells in you tonight. And that's something to get excited about, to have that Spirit flowing, to know that God, the God of heaven, said, I'm going to put my Spirit in you. I care about you. I was thinking about, you know, 1 John 3:16. You know, so many times when I know if I've quoted it before, you know, you say it, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It becomes that scripture. It's just, you know, you just say it off. But when I was really thinking about it, as Brother Smith was talking, think about that everlasting life. God gave his Son so that we could be reconciled back to him and receive his Spirit indwelling in us, so that we might have the Holy Ghost, that everlasting life. that eternal life, which you spoke of before, Brother Smith, what I so much appreciated was that when we receive that Holy Ghost, we already have that immortality within us. It's growing. Now, we're trying to get that old flesh out of here. We're trying to kill the old man, but that life is in us there. There's that immortality that's already a part of us when we have been given, when we have received that wonderful Holy Ghost. And I appreciate that. I got a chance to hear a little bit. Can't remember it now. I think it was my mom told Chelsea and I about Sunday night service. I wish we could have stayed for that as well. I would have liked that. We're just still trying to get Bridget still breaking us in. But she was mentioning to us about, I think, Brother Caleb giving a little bit of his testimony and giving some details about that. And I was thinking about that once again, relating back to the Holy Ghost, of how I had to take that road of being a prodigal son. And I had to go out there and do my own thing and try to show God that I was bigger. But while I was out there and I was trying to have my fun and do my thing, that Holy Ghost was still down inside. And when other people were being foolish and doing their things, and I was definitely trying to be a fool, but I could never have that peace. And I never felt like I belonged. I never felt like, you know, it's like, what's going on? Well, I can remember walking around one night in that atmosphere and just thinking, man, I was just upset. I was angry. I didn't even know what I was angry about. But I was just like, I was so frustrated. But that's because God's Spirit was not letting go of me. It was saying, no, you are my child. I'm not letting go of you. You may think you're doing what you want to do right now, but let me tell you, buddy, I got different plans for you. And thank the Lord through His mercy at that Holy Ghost, that door was still open one day, and He said, come on back in, son. Come on back in. And let me remind you about those waters, those living waters that can flow out of you. So I want to appreciate tonight, whenever Brother Smith was talking about that Holy Ghost, Brother Noah, that is a wonderful, wonderful thing that you have received in your life, and it's just the beginning. It only gets so much more better as you come up and you learn to yield more to God's Spirit. And I'll be honest, it's still challenging from time to time. It's been a minute. I've let rust get on me in the last few weeks as far as getting up and participating, or I should say, putting my heart out there and letting the church know, letting God know how I feel. But I want to get up and say, hey, I am thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful for the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I know it's not just so that I can, you know, as Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 14, you know, there's you can just get so much into the speaking in tongues that you're not really receiving something. But isn't that a wonderful blessing right there that we also have that understanding? That we do have an understanding and know what that's really for? That water, you know, it's that spiritual aspect of it, getting that ground of ours, that heart, getting it really moist, getting that hard heart, getting it broke down to where that soil, as the Word of God gets sowed out there, then those seeds can take root. Why? Because that Spirit has been there and it's already got that ground really nice and soft to be able to receive that. And then what happens? More of that Word gets put on there, and then the Spirit comes again. And again, and that process keeps going over and over until it starts growing and growing and maturing until we are one day in the likeness of Christ. Isn't that our hope today? Isn't that what it is? See, that's something I don't want to take for granted. I can hear these wonderful words. I can feel that wonderful Spirit. And I can decide in my own heart I won't grow a single bit because it'll go in one ear and out the other. Someone recently, I can't remember which brother it was. It may have been Brother Painter. I can't remember exactly, but was talking about vessels and about being a vessel of honor. And about, you know, we can be leaky vessels. We can be cisterns that are broken. I don't want to be that today. I want to be that new wineskin. Why? Because it's flexible. Okay? Because when you put that liquid in there, it's gonna mold. It's going to be fine. There's nothing going to happen to it. It's going to be protected. God has invested already in me. He's invested in you. If He's put that sweet Holy Ghost in your life, He has put it in there for a reason. I want it to have its perfect work in my life. I want it to help me to move on into perfection. It's not just there for me to receive another blessing. It's not just there for me just to go, whoo, I feel good tonight, and then tomorrow I'm going to kick the cat. Or I'm going to lose my spirit when I'm at work and I'm out there till 6 o'clock cleaning up a mess that some driver's made.
Well, that's not my job.
I didn't say that. I didn't. I had a good attitude the other day. I did, I promise. But it's to help when we hear these precious things. When the Lord is talking to our heart, if he's talking to my heart just about, do I have a critical spirit? Am I being judgmental? Am I not showing enough brotherly love? Am I not putting on charity? These messages that are being brought forth over the pulpit, and we've had so much lately. I want to say I really appreciate Brother Painter shouldering the load and being able to get in here and giving some wonderful words to us to help us to grow along. I appreciate that. I appreciate being able to sit under a ministry where we can have that continuity to where we can all have arms around each other and we can bear this load together, because one day that's what we are looking for again, right? When Zion comes, the oxen are back to back holding that left up the laver. That's what we're looking for. Well, we don't want to just keep looking for it, do we? There comes a day when we have to start working. And that's today. We may not have all the truth today, but you know what? That's not a crutch. That's a, you know what? What I do have, let's use it. What I have been taught, let me put it into practice today. What has come over the pulpit, I had better pay attention to. Because what's the Bible say about that? Too much is given, much is required. So what I have heard, what I have received into my heart, if I then don't do that, that's sin to me. Because God has given me a wonderful blessing, not just receiving the Holy Ghost, but understanding that beginning, but that I'm not hoping that Bridget is going to stay an infant. Why? Because I'd never sleep again. And Chelsea wouldn't like it either. We love her in this state right now. It's awesome, but I would like to see sleep again. So I'm hoping very much, I'm praying, and I know this, but I'm not rushing it by any means. Brother Brett Weininger, I'm just going to go on a little sidetrack here, gave me some words of wisdom many years ago, and I heard them, and I tried to put my hand here to listen and keep them in there, Brett, but you know, I was still young, and it went sort of out. But he said, here's something you need to do. He said, you need to enjoy every moment of your child. He says, because what you're going to do is you'll get on a fast track to those landmarks. But what do they call for kids, like milestones? You know, what are you looking for? Well, the first thing, okay, for them to roll over. You know, they're like a puppy. Come on, roll over. You can do it. They roll over. Next thing you know, they're doing the little rocking thing, right? And then next thing you know, they're crawling. And then they're doing the whole, oh, I'm going to walk one of these days. And they're wobbling around. Then they're walking. Then they're in a dead run. And then you're like, well, aren't they going to talk? And they're just like, la, la, la. And oh, that's so cute. Next thing you know, then they talk so much, you're like, okay, won't they be quiet? You know, and so they go through those stages, but you keep going, when are they getting to this? When are they getting to this? When are they getting to this? Okay, I'm just saying all that to say, I'm trying to love every moment. I'm trying to love the moments even when I don't get sleep. But that's something we can also look at on a spiritual level, okay? No matter what moment we're in, no matter where we're at in our maturity, I want to embrace that. I want to hold on to that, and I want to get all I can out of that. Because there's been experiences, you know, Romans 8:28, we can all quote it, and I know I've quoted it before. You know, oh, all things work together for the good. Well, oh, but that hurts. Sister Inez, I know there's been some things that happened in your life that it's not been good. But I know when you've yielded and you've humbled yourself and you've let it have its perfect work in you, that's the good, because you're seeing more of Christ in you because of it. And that's what I want to do in my life. I want to yield to those moments. When the going gets tough, you know what? We call out on God. That's what we do. As children of the Lord, we call out on Him and say, Lord, God, I don't have the strength to do it. But it is possible, because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, through the Holy Ghost, working in my life and me putting into practice and me listening and letting those things come into my heart and going back over those things I've been taught. Trust in the Lord. with all thine heart. Lean not into my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That is a promise that if I will just trust in him, if I'll just lean on him, that God will see me through. And how do I know it? Because I have the gift of the Holy Ghost in my life. Because I'm his child. And if I will take care of Bridget and do right by her and Hannah and Elisha, how much more will our Heavenly Father do right by us? If I'll just trust in him, little by little, day by day, if I'll just put my trust more and more in him and realize whatever situation comes, whatever pain comes my way, there's plenty of it out here in this world. Every day when I go out there in this world, I'm looking around because, you know, I'm driving all over Arkansas, meeting with different people, and you see the corruption that's in the world today. It makes me want just that much more. God, help me. Help me to be a better light, Lord. Help me, Lord. Is there someone that I can reach out to, Lord? Because I know there's people hungry out there because they're not being filled. If you were hungry and you were eating dirt, you would fill your stomach, but it would not satisfy you. It's the same thing. They just don't realize what they're really hungry for. But that's our opportunity, is it not? As we lift up the Holy Ghost, as we lift up God, as we lift him up in our soul, in our mind, in our heart, by putting those things into practice, by me coming up and yielding more to the Spirit, then that's going to affect people. You know, when you were talking right there, I hadn't thought of that as far as, you know, the Scripture. It talks first off, they're all of the 120 are in the upper room. And then they receive the Holy Ghost. Then next thing you know, everyone's hearing them. Okay, well, they were in an upper room. So, I mean, you know, this is what I'm imagining. Because we've seen, being a part of the body of Christ, and you know what? I'm not ashamed to say, we are those holy rollers, right? We, you know, they were in an upper room. That means stairs. There's 120 of them. Now they're speaking in tongues. The Spirit of God is poured out without measure on them. How are they coming down them stairs? That's the first thing I was thinking about. And there's 120 of them. And no wonder they thought they were drunk. I mean, you know, so do you have two or three brothers trying to come down the stairs and they're all just praising God? I don't know. It'd have been a neat sight to see. But you know what I do know? Is that same Spirit we have access to here today. So just like what happened on Sunday with that Spirit coming in, we have that opportunity here today to have more of that Spirit come in here. And for what purpose? To bring us that much closer to God. To get us that much further in him. You know, even if it's just a step, we're that much closer. In waste management right now, there's a big push for us in retention to get to a certain percentage of contract renewal. Now, sometimes it might be a week where I might only get one or two. And that doesn't move the needle much, but guess what? It's moving it in the right direction. As long as I'm getting those little by little, it's moving in the right direction. Well, I can't just look at this Bible and say through osmosis, okay, I've got it. That'd be nice. But you know what? God knows better. He knows that human nature would take it for granted. It's little by little, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, and that's why we come here. Each and every service is to get closer to him. So I wanted to just say I appreciate being able to be here tonight. I appreciate being able to come in. And you know what? I may not speak in tongues or an unknown tongue tonight, but don't tell me that you haven't already felt that Spirit. Have you not felt that Spirit when you came in here? That Spirit of peace, that Spirit of love, that Spirit of brotherly kindness he was talking about? Just coming in here and being with God's people, and that's that Holy Ghost. Working in us, bringing us closer together as a family. I just want to say I appreciate being here tonight.
I am really happy I'm here. I mean, I know I'm brought here by him, and I wouldn't be here without my father, but...
Oh, my computer, but it's all you hear.
I'm just happy to be here. And when he was talking, I felt the Spirit just rush through me. And now I just can't sit down. And I'm feeling that I'm going to come home. I'm going to go home tonight, go to bed. And the next morning, I don't know if I'm still feeling it, but I know I felt something tonight.
Just reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. So just reach out. Touch the Lord as He goes by. Just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by. Your knees. supply. So just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Yes, just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. For you will find He's not too busy. Oh, to hear your heart cry, and He is blessing by this moment your need He'll supply. So just reach out, oh, and touch the Lord, yes, as He goes by. Oh, just reach out and touch the Lord.
Passing by this moment, your need.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can y'all hear me? Why don't we all just come up together around here? Brother Joseph's about to get the Holy Ghost. Let's help him with this. Hallelujah. We're just home, folks. Hallelujah. Glory. Of God. Hallelujah.
To
Amen. Well, I appreciate this. Appreciate these, you know, even in a service like this, just God touching Elisha like he did, and Brother Joseph. He was really feeling God touching him up here tonight. and got close to getting the Holy Ghost. You know, let me say something just real quick before we go home about that. When you know, before you get the Holy Ghost, it's the best way I know to explain it. It's kind of like it's kind of like a baby in the womb. You've got life. You know, if you didn't, if you didn't have life working in you, you couldn't come forth in a birth. So, and you know what? It's kind of like, Bridget. She, you know, I knew when she, when Sister Chelsea was having this baby, I knew she is in the body because she is going through a struggle in the birth. It's taking her, you know, it took time for her to be born. And I thought, well, that's just like God. You know, sometimes it does take a struggle, but every one of us are different in how we come forth in a birth of the Holy Ghost. But I was just thinking while Brother Joseph was praying up here about what Brother Phil Fisher said about how he was trying to enjoy every moment of this baby. Well, that's the way you have to be about even before it's born. You got to enjoy the whole birthing process. And just every touch you get from God, as God brings you through this, brings it into your life. Everybody that's ever received the Holy Ghost, they know when they got it. You don't have to convince them they got it. They'll tell you when they got it. You know when you got it, Brother Elisha? Do you remember getting it? Yeah, you might not know the exact day, but you ought to get it wrote down somewhere because you'll want to remember that. I remember. I was 12 years old when I got the Holy Ghost. I remember exactly where I was standing in the church. And how I got it, I remember that. It's a landmark day for me, for my life. I didn't know really what I had. It took me a while to realize what I got. But no doubt something was working in me to bring forth that birth even before I came forth in it. And some people will, you know, some little babies are born. In fact, you can't hardly get a woman to the hospital. They'll have it on the way to the hospital if you're not careful. They just have babies easy. And some of them, it takes more time. But part of that has to do with us. You know, our makeup, our whole emotional and makeup of our whole being. But God, if God's working in you and life's working in you, you will come forth. You just keep yielding to Him and enjoy every touch you get from Him. And you don't have to try to fight or force it. Just keep reaching out to God and asking Him to help you to receive this great gift of life. And you will get it. It's for you. Peter said it's for you. It's for your children and as many as be afar off. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. So what a wonderful Savior that He came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. So I appreciate seeing these young people get these touches, and it's no greater thrill than to see them get this new birth in the Lord. And no doubt God's got plans for their future. And I'm just excited for them. So before we go home, how many people are going to be out of town this weekend? They're going out of town for the holiday weekend. The Durhams are going, Brother Al's going, the Tallies are going, the Smiths are going. I'm going to the meeting and convention center. So are you going out of town, Sister Donna? Maybe. All right. Well, I'm just trying to see how many we're having. No, I'm not going to dismiss service. Yeah, I'm going to miss a good service. Yeah. So, yeah, we may. We may. I'm afraid to be gone because of what's liable to happen. But I'm, if I can't be with you in the person, I'm with you in the spirit. Hallelujah, Paul said. All right, let's stand and give God a praise before we go home here tonight. Thank God. Oh, God, we love you and thankful, Lord, for your goodness, your touches, what you're doing in these young people's lives, Lord. Oh, God, keep working. Oh, God, inspire them. Give them zeal to work for you. Let your glory, let you be glorified, oh, God, in our lives, we pray. Go with each one of us this week. Lead and guide and direct our steps, as only you can do, Jesus, we pray. Meet our needs, oh God. I know there's needs here. Meet all of our needs, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, God bless you. Shake hands and be friendly. Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock. Service at 11. All right, hey, I enjoyed your good word. That was good. I appreciate it.